All right. Stretch it out a little bit, you know. It's gonna be heated.
All right, I got something.
probably won't be a heated debate or anything like that. Anyway.
Knowing you, it probably will be.
My drum roll. Welcome back to another episode of Way Off the Rails.
Sorry.
I'm your host this week, Andrew Williams. And with me as
Don't always, give your full name. That's how your identity gets stolen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His social My security name number is also is... No, okay.
As we have our entire names on.
Yeah. Legit, it's right there at the bottom.
his address is.
Ooh. I should change my name to my nickname.
I don't know, something Native American. I can't remember.
This is your host for the week, Gigantor.
Bear Claw.
Is
Eagle's Foot.
Eagle's
Long okay. Claw.
With me is Long Claw and Eagle's Foot, which you guys can try to figure out which one's which. I have no idea. And yeah, this is another episode of Way Off the Rails.
Wait, I didn't want my name to be Eagle's Foot.
I don't know which one's which.
Just, you said it.
But no, I was trying to figure out what his...
On the spot, do it.
Black name. Balls.
No, that's terrible.
No. That wasn't on the spot. That was for the meme.
Let's just run the intro. This is ridiculous.
Guys, I'm okay being the Tobey Maguire.
Sure. Because you're old?
Yeah.
Sure.
And you anyway. Actually get Andrew Garfield because your name's Andrew.
Sure.
Oh. Sucker.
And I'm British.
Please have that accent the whole episode. That would be amazing. Listen, I feel like they're giving away what this episode's about. But before we get into it, John, you had an ad.
All right.
That he's going to make up on the spot right now.
This is episode 33. And if you've been, you know, if you've been a loyal listener, we're coming up on almost a year's worth or year, like a week to episode per week year of podcasts. Great. Oh, well, no, halfway there at least. Halfway there. I don't know. Words are hard and my brain hurts.
We have a year, but not a year. It's actually half a year, but a month.
No, we're coming up on half a year's worth of podcast episodes.
There you
if you go by, you know, week to week.
No, we're past that. 26 would be half a year.
Oh my God. We're just not getting into this too much. Just keep going.
Whatever, man. I don't care. Anyway, I'm here to announce the Now That's What I Call Depression box set that you can pre-order from now. We're at 14 volumes.
No, we're at
14.
15. We hit 15 last episode. Yeah, we hit 15 last episode. Josh did it.
We're at 15 volumes, and you can pre-order the box set of Now That's What I Call Depression to keep at home and display on your shelf for no one to see, just so you can stare at and you know, just be reminded of why you listen to this podcast and just all the things that just make you hella sad. So if you go to www.wotr.com/ /sad/depression/
hashtag me all the time
call /backslash
actually that's what you have to do in order to get to the secret code
/backslash/dash and then .org.net And then you can pre-order your box set from that website. And if you use the code SAD, you can actually pay double for it for the same box set. You just, you know, you pay twice the price because why not?
Yeah.
I just caught that cup because I'm Spider-Man. And yeah, so make sure you guys go pre-order that box set today.
That was great. What's the first song on that on the 14th volume?
15th. It's Blue.
Or I didn't ask about 15. I asked about the 14th.
Oh.
I'm Blue. My body, I'm dying. My body, I'm
dying. Or what was that Akon song? Lonely?
Lonely.
There you go.
Wow. That was beautiful. Thanks, man. Andrew, take control. What's the matter with you?
I was letting it sit so people can get a little depressed, and then I was going to move on. Anyway, this week's episode, if not given away already, is Spider-Man related. It's just a whole episode about Spider-Man. Some people's favorite character. And now they're making gestures and acting weird. Anyway, at first, I was going to be an episode just about the newest movie, but then I was like, that's kind of boring. Like, I mean, it was a great movie, and we could definitely talk about a whole episode on it, but it's just like, I had a better idea. Spider-Man has spanned multiple, you know, different mediums and been around for a while, really long time. So I'm going to break it down into movies, TV and video games, the big three. I think I will let you guys choose. I have lists because we love lists. Which one do you want to start with first?
Movies, TV list
shows
guy.
Or video games?
Let's do TV shows.
TV shows for 300. Okay.
I just wanted to let the record show that I did not get a say.
You didn't. It was really quick. And he was just like, moving on.
No, yeah, 100% TV shows. Let's do it.
Okay, so this is from CBR.
The Japanese Spider-Man is the best Spider-Man.
These are actually specifically animated TV shows because I don't think there was enough live action TV shows.
Crash.
It was like it was just the Japanese one, I think, right?
I think so.
Josh
has something in his eye. Hold on, let him get it out first.
All right, so we're gonna cut all this.
Spray foam. Why? Spray foam.
So 10 best animated Spider-Man shows ranked according to IMDb. So I knew a few of them.
Has there been 10 animated Spider-Man shows?
I mean, at least 10. From 1967 to today.
67? I was already 4 years old.
Right? Number 10. This one was in 2017. It was just Marvel Spider-Man. It was ran for 3 seasons on Disney XD until 2020. So it pretty recently just ended.
What was the animation style?
I mean, it was 2D still.
Okay.
It wasn't like 3D or CGI or anything like that. Number 9, Spider-Man Unlimited. Do you guys remember that show?
I do.
It's a good show.
No.
It was like a pseudo sequel to the 90s Spider-Man animated series.
Is that real?
Sort of.
Why didn't nobody tell me this? I would have watched it.
Well, it was.
Thanks, guys. Just because I aged out.
I mean, it was still the 90s. Like, you weren't aged out.
You were what, 25 by then?
I was 36. Yeah, don't take that away from me. All right. I was able to rent a car.
I mean, you can rent a car at 25.
Right now, for
I know, but my credit, it just wouldn't have gone well.
If you don't realize it, Josh is like 56 right now. Anyway, Spider-Man.
Only right now, though.
Yeah, not later. Right now. The next episode, he'll be like 70. It was canceled pretty quick, though. It only aired a few episodes and ended on a cliffhanger with episode 13.
Nice.
What was the cliffhanger? Was he actually like he ran out of web and he was on a cliff?
Maybe.
Oh. Good thing he's a spider and he can crawl on walls. Dang, that's not even exciting.
I mean, but if it was like Toby, whenever he ran out of webs and like he couldn't even stick to walls because he like just lost all his powers. Spider-Man
Mind block.
Yeah.
Brain fart of powers.
Number 8 is a kid show. I have no idea. Never seen it. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
John Cena.
I watched that time.
You really do?
Dude, it's the cutest show. Dude, it's so awesome. It's so good.
Right. He actually told me about it. Like, dude.
Yeah, man. It's
I'm going to be so honest. Cute.
It's bad good. What's it about? It's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, it's I'm pretty sure it's like Peter,
is it Gwen?
Miles and Gwen, and you know, obviously like they're like mini versions, and they're like kids, and they're the spider people, and they're just going around, you know, stopping nefarious villains, but it's like super cute. It's a kid. It's a, like a toddler show.
So they learn a lesson every episode.
Yeah, but I watch it because it's good.
Even if you weren't watching it,
I have been learning so much.
Dude, I binged it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I binged the first three seasons.
Of course you did. So back to Josh's.
Hold on. I need to know. Is that real?
No.
Oh, I was like, are there three seasons? That's a lot. Oh,
there might actually be. I think it's like 2 or 3, I think.
Wow.
I don't know. It doesn't say on this list. Maybe. Let's go back to Josh's late 20s. 1981's Spider-Man is, there's just a cartoon in the 80s. It's just a Spider-Man cartoon.
Great.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Like, thanks, I don't know if I... it's kind of boring. Like,
great.
Yeah. I was reading it like, was there something else about it that was stuck out? But I was like, no.
Is that the one... 67 is the one that was the memes.
67 is the one with the memes, yeah.
So then 81, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything.
Well, I gotta no that way.
I don't know what that is.
I'm pointing to you guys on my screen.
Oh, well, why do I care?
Point at us, you jerk! God, you cannot
zero
do
fun, dude.
You can't do anything.
I didn't. Zero fun. I didn't realize that that's what you guys were doing. So
look, I just moved your camera so I can do this.
Okay, congrats.
And he's the worst.
Wait, were you doing it again? I'm looking.
You're an absolute
good feelings.
Devil.
Are
you guys are the worst.
God.
Number 6. I have no idea what this one is. It went with CGI. So it was Spider-Man: The New Animated Series, 2003. Apparently it was it loosely followed the continuity of the 2002 film, and apparently it also connected to the Daredevil movie where they actually had Michael Clark Duncan play Kingpin in the cartoon.
That's dope. Not even kidding, last night China and I started watching that movie
Daredevil
because we finished Hawkeye.
And, so you like, let's go back to a crappy
movie. Well, because she was like, well, who is this character? Because she didn't watch the Daredevil show, which she won't be watching the Daredevil show. And so I was like, let's just watch this movie and you can learn about Daredevil and Kingpin.
Terrible.
And then at the I very still love beginning.
It. I oh still, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna double down here, and I'm a big fan of that Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
That movie is great. And when Colin Farrell takes off his hat and it's got like the what? Why?
Where he killed the old lady on the plane? Like
with the peanut?
Yeah, dude, that was so. And then when she was the dude with the paper clips.
Yeah, he was just the bar.
At the bar, yeah. He's
just... Wait, so do you know when he kills that woman with the peanut, he breathes in her last breath?
I didn't know that.
He goes really close to her face as she's like, and he goes,
"Oh yeah."
I mean, I remember him doing
that. I didn't realize that that's what he was doing. He was just being a creep. But
I thought he was just like listening for her last breath. Yikes! Like I thought he was just kind of
he's taking that in.
That's great.
He's absorbing her essence.
Essence. Number 5: Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
That herbal essence.
You remember that show, Josh?
Yeah. His Amazing Friends. Is that 67?
This one was 81.
Wait, so they had two 81s?
They had two and 81, yep.
What the fuck?
This one
Spider-Man stocks were up, dude.
This one was with Spider-Man. Iceman and Firestar.
Oh, of course, Firestar.
Yeah, who could forget? Well,
apparently that character first appearance was the show, and then she ended up in comics after. Mm. But it was the show first. And then it also had Wolverine show up, and he had an Australian accent.
Apparently. Yes, which is incredible because he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Played by an Australian who has an American accent.
It's all connected. Number four. I mean,
would Wolverine be intimidating if he had a Canadian accent?
What are you talking about, Bob? Eh?
You talking to me, Bob?
Eh?
That's a little Irish.
You
said about wrong anyway, Josh. It's a boot.
A boot. What you talking about, Bob? Eh?
If we have
you guys want to go to Saskatchewan,
they're done.
See you in Toronto, eh? I don't know what their accent is. What is a Canadian accent?
You don't remember Canada. So
Canadian accents are weird. I cannot get a handle on Canadian accents.
You know what? We should watch Brother Bear. It'll help us.
Brother Bear.
Did I say it like that?
No. Anytime I hear that movie title, I always think back. I forgot what movie. It's like the old VHS movies when you're watching and they do like the previews before the movie.
Yeah.
And the voiceover guy for that movie, that's how he said it. And for some reason, that became a core memory in my head. Just wait, Brother Bear.
That was like the voice at the end of the trailer when they announced the title of the movie, right? They're like, yeah.
One more time,
I get it. Can't even get it off again.
Okay. Brother Bear.
Yo, that movie's great. That's Joaquin. Joaquin Phoenix.
I actually don't know if I've ever seen it.
I don't remember.
What?
I know I've seen it once, but like I don't remember it. And now Josh is looking into his collection for it.
I'm on my way.
I know what the movie is.
I was singing the song. Yeah.
Was there? Was the other one straight to DVD?
Yes.
Like the other Aladdin movies?
Yes. But Aladdin 3 is... Anyway, take control, King of Andrew. Thieves. What's the matter?
King of Thieves is good.
I was just letting it happen. Anyway, number four, Ultimate Spider-Man. I like this show. This was... what was it? 2017? 2012 to 2017. So four seasons on Disney XD. But it was pretty dope. It was a pretty dope show. I don't know. You've probably watched it, John, I think.
Which one? The Ultimate Spider-Man?
Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Sad. It actually is pretty good. You should watch it.
Andrew, can you forward the links that you're using so we can also see the things? I may connect with it a bit more.
I mean, I guess I can.
Or you could just share your screen. Right?
I could do that too.
No, because if I see his 9,000 tabs, I'm gonna lose it.
Well, do it.
We're gonna go from now. That's what I call Depression Volume 15.
Do it
to 95.
Mm.
It's fine. I just read you the link anyway.
So it's gonna be the heavy metal version of That's What I Call Wrath.
Are we gonna start a new music series? Number three is the 60s.
Brother Bear. Sorry.
67.
Number three.
Cool. And that's the meme one.
That is the one, yeah.
Go.
There you go.
John, don't do this to me.
John. I hate everything about this.
I just put in that light there, in that disco ball. So the light reflects on the disco ball.
I just realized what you're doing. I hate you. The next one, number two, is The Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, Specky. That,
you seen that one?
No.
It was only two seasons. It was across CW and then Disney XD before it was canceled. And it got canceled and fans were very upset about it. I think it ended on a cliffhanger also. but I guess they just never gave it enough time.
Mm.
So apparently it presented a modern take on the Webhead after the final part of the Sam Raimi film trilogy. That actually might have been pretty interesting. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's probably why I got canceled.
Ultimate Spider-Man. I did see, I've only seen the one with Deadpool. And
hilarious.
And they're like going somewhere and Spider-Man's like, oh, we have to watch out for booby traps. And Deadpool's like, you said traps.
Yeah. What's his name from, oh my goodness, I forgot. It was like, he was on a Disney show. I forget who the guy who's voicing him. That also had Donald Glover as Miles in a couple episodes, which fulfilled the whole people wanting him to be Spider-Man at one point.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And number one is the all-time classic, the 90s Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The best animated show up there with Batman, the animated series, and X-Men from the same time. That was a good time for cartoons.
That was a good time for intros.
Yes.
As well. This song was so stinking hot. For our listeners out there and our viewers, go look up 90s Spider-Man animated show for that intro.
Really quick segue. Out of Spider-Man, Batman, and X-Men, which one had the best intro? Tough question. I kind of want to go with X-Men. I know that's hard.
I think that's X-Men where I go. Just...
No, X-Men was fire.
And then with
that, it really was. It just sticks. It sticks in your head.
No.
It was definitely the best.
Oh,
the other two were still up there.
They're incredible.
X-Men was definitely the best. So yeah,
it's also the theme song with Spider-Man. It went with his like webbing.
Yeah,
like that would show up in the song. That's not what sound of webbing. That was a whip.
Try it again.
No, the different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All right. So that was animated shows. What do you guys want to go on to next? Video games or movies? We can say movies for last.
I say video games.
Video games.
We're gonna go. You had the first choice.
Kick Rocks.
So this is Game Rant. There's 18 Spider-Man video games.
Send them.
I will also send this, yes. But did you guys even think there was 18 games?
I've actually played a good amount of them.
Yeah.
I probably have two. Some of them I don't know at all. Or I do know, but I just never had interest in it. Like number 18, which was Ultimate Spider-Man Total Mayhem.
Was that the one on the phone?
Yes.
I totally played it. That was great.
Did you?
Okay. You're old.
Yeah. I mean, it's from 2010, jerk.
Is it actually? Still you said on the phone. Like, you couldn't play anything but Snake on old phones. Why would you think you could play this on an old phone? Like, the phones that Josh grew up with, those were the ones that were only in cars. And you had the big bricks.
The rotary phone in the car? Yo. Rotary phones are hot though. Like,
they make a comeback.
I hope so.
You can get an attachment for your smartphone that has a rotary.
I
feel like that's probably a real thing somewhere. I'm sure somebody did it.
Where's my take my money?
Number 17 is Spider-Man 3. I don't think I played it.
I did not play it.
I didn't either. I didn't even realize they had one, but I guess that they did, because like Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 were great games.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize they made a third one. I'm assuming it was the sequel to those two, but it looks like this was around the end of PS2, early PS3 era, 2007.
Yep.
It was also on the PSP, Xbox 360, Game Boy Advance, Windows. So, yeah, I don't really think I played that one. Number 16, The Amazing Spider-Man. I did not play this, but this was...
Definitely did not.
I think this was Beenox that started doing a bunch of Spider-Man games. I don't know if this was their first one, but this was in, like, their series of games they had.
It was mid.
their games were hit and miss, man. They like some of them were okay, but a lot of them were just like, eh. But apparently this had excellent controls and fantastic
visuals. I can't say speak.
I shot, yeah, words. number 15, Spider-Man Friend or Foe. This came out in 07. This one, yeah, I don't know if I don't think I played this one. Mm-hmm. It used the same designs as like the Sam Raimi films, though.
I mean, I'm looking through this list, and honestly, like, I'm noticing that there's a lot of games that I didn't play,
yeah. Like, number 14, Spider-Man Mysterio's Menace, which looks like it was a Game Boy Advance game.
Yep.
And I definitely did not play that.
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Any good?
No.
Like the way you said that?
Hence, it's number 14.
Nope. I did play this one, number 13, Spider-Man Edge of Time. Because it was a sequel to Shattered Dimensions.
I wanted to, but I never actually did. Dang it. How was it?
The story was... like, I liked those stories, I think.
Hmm.
They were okay. It was another Beenox game, so it was just like... yeah, it was kind of forgetful.
Gotcha.
But it was okay. Number 12, Spider-Man 2, Enter Electro. Never played it. This is PS1.
Vicarious Vision.
Oh yes, I 100% played it then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the first one of that, I definitely played it. Anyway, continue. We'll touch on that later.
All right. Number 11.
Were you even alive when the first PlayStation came out, John?
When did the first PlayStation come out?
I don't know. Before 2001.
I was born in 98, so.
Now I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Oh my god. This sucks. This really sucks.
He wasn't. He wasn't born.
This sucks.
First PlayStation was 94.
What? 94? That's insane.
Dude, that I'm super young, bro. I don't know, like you guys, old fogies out like here.
9 years old.
Guys got a mortgage and everything, dude. I'm hella young, bro.
That's messed up.
Jealous.
Is that now how you're gonna say it? You're like, I'm younger than a PlayStation.
No, that sounds dumb.
It does. No, it does.
I saw a meme that was like, if you're younger than a 3DS or like younger than a DS, shut up, just don't talk ever. So I'm fine with being younger than a PlayStation, the PS1.
It's fine. Number 11, Spider-Man Unlimited. It's another mobile game. I didn't play it. I don't play the mobile games.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't play this one.
I mean,
it's an endless runner. That would be fun.
Is that what
it's
it like, is? Yeah, that would look kind of fun. Yeah.
It's for you listeners, endless runner. It's like a Temple Run type. Or
Subway
deal.
Surfers. Subway or Surfers.
Subway Surfers. Yeah.
Whatever happened to those games? There was like a high point with those like runner games.
It was early. It was early iOS. It was just right. Was just on and pop. There's another fighter jet game too. At the same time, I can't remember what it was called.
Do mobile games even hit anymore like they used to? Because I feel
everybody plays like Candy Crush, and I mean like they have like Fortnite that's on mobile and like Apex that's on mobile, but not really.
Anyway, number 10, Spider-Man the video game. Never played it. This was 91. It was an arcade game.
Wasn't alive.
I was born in 91, which I probably shouldn't tell people, because now with my name and my year, they're getting closer to figuring out when
his date of birth is.
Don't do that. Josh,
I was 3 years old.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yep, I was on my way to buying a car.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I might have played this game though at a certain point. Because arcade games last forever in arcades, right?
That's Sega. That's Sega Genesis.
Genre, beat 'em up.
It never said it was Sega though. It said it was an arcade plot. So like it was probably just
it says developer, Sega, publisher.
No, I know. Sega. I know. I see that. But it's not the Sega Genesis. Because the platform would have said Sega Genesis. It says arcade. So it's just an arcade game.
It was released for the Sega System 32.
Still says it was an arcade game. Anyway, number nine. Number nine is Spider-Man 2002. I did play this one. This was Treyarch.
Based off of the movie.
Based off the movie.
Yeah.
This game was great. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that was annoying was like you could not swing too low when you're going around the city because they didn't build the city, right? Like they only built like the buildings. Like if you went too low, you get like reset up top.
Yep. Yep.
Game came out in 2002. Fun fact, I was only 3. So didn't play it.
I was gonna be graduating high school in 4 years.
Yikes.
Yikes. That was a fun game though. It really was. Like it was a lot of fun. It was hard, but it was fun. Number 8, Ultimate Spider-Man. This is also Treyarch, but I don't think I played this one.
I don't recall this one.
Yeah. Just looking at that picture, I don't remember playing it. But yeah, 05. This is like the PS2 Xbox era GameCube. I mean, it's not a bad game, I guess. Spider-Man Web of Shadows is number 7. That game is great.
Honestly, like
2008 Treyarch also.
I love the new games, but this one hit different.
This was Venom infecting a whole of New York. It was dope. And I think Wolverine showed up, right?
Mm-hmm. And
Knight and Luke Cage, and yeah.
You could take different paths in the game. Like you could have the evil ending and then the good ending, or like the
another one. You could switch suits between the regular suit and the symbiote suit.
I don't think I ever played it.
It was a lot of fun.
It's right there. Xbox 360, right on my shelf.
That's nuts.
So awesome. That was a great game.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 6 is Spider-Man 2. The classic game. Should have been high. I don't know what 5 through 1 is yet. But Spider-Man 2 is still a great game.
Yeah. Incredible.
My favorite part of that game, because I had it for, I shouldn't say I had it. Brandon had it for the GameCube. And then I had it for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the funniest things in the GameCube version is that the part where you have to go stop Doc Ock at the initial test for the energy source, and he like kidnaps MJ. No, is it? No, it might be at the end of the game, and he kidnaps MJ, and Spider-Man goes and he's like, "Where's MJ?" And Doc Ock is like, "Do you see her here?" No. It's just the funniest quip ever. It was just mad funny.
Amazing.
It's like, man, dude, Doc Ock's really snarky.
That was like the first time you had like fully
open world. Like
open world, yeah. Just swinging through the city.
Mm-hmm.
That was
like, the top of the Empire State Building.
Help out citizens. Like they would call out to you, you'd go over, help them out, find a balloon for those stupid kids keep losing balloons. Deliver pizza. Like it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Get a job. If you only knew. And you could land on like random boats out in the water too.
Yes.
And then drown.
And drown, yeah.
Or then fail the mission to save the boat that were on the boat that was on fire.
I hated those missions.
Those missions sucked, dude.
I hated them so much.
I would always just like look at the boat and then just walk away. Just like, sorry, can't help you guys.
I was like, come on, you can swim.
Nothing we can do here.
I'm a spider. I can't go in water. That's tough.
Number 5, Spider-Man and Venom, Maximum Carnage. SNES and Genesis. Never
played. I don't know it.
This was in 94.
Yep, I don't know it.
Yeah, neither do I. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, I did play this one. This was another Beenox game.
I thought this game was sick.
It was fun. It was definitely fun.
Like, this was the one where you were different Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was sick.
Yeah, you play like as Noir or 2099. Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Also Ultimate Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man. So yeah. Yeah, different variations in the game and stuff like that. Like it was definitely fun, but like I don't know. I didn't really love the Beenox games. Like I liked the story and that's why I played this one and then the sequel. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't memorable. Like, I don't remember it as fondly as like Spider-Man 2 or Web of Shadows. Number three, Spider-Man 2000, PS1, N64. Yeah, that's not the Dreamcast. Wow, that's old.
I loved this game.
You played this
game? Loved this game. Yeah. There was a secret code. You remember back when games had codes?
Codes, yep.
Man, there was a secret code that you could put in and it would change the beginning of the story and it would have the Watcher talking.
That's pretty cool.
And he would like introduce himself and like he would be in the background of the city while you were going through it. And it would add, you could have different costumes and on the place where you would put codes in, if you put a bad word, Spider-Man would come and he'd punch the word and it would disappear and it would switch. It was amazing. So you put like booty hole and he'd go whoosh and it would just be like, ha ha.
And he just punched that booty hole.
Yeah. I could not have planned that.
Listen, I feel like you guys. I'm moving past this. I have to move past that. I figure you guys can guess the last two, right? The last two games, they're basically
the newest ones, right?
Yeah. Number two is Spider-Man Miles Morales, and number one is Spider-Man, the PS4 one. Well, PS4, and then they remastered for PS5. Do you like them both? Do you like one more than the other?
I never played Miles. I want to, but that's only for the PS5, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, actually, no, PS4 also. I think Brandon got it for the PS4.
All right. I'll have to look into that. But the other Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man that they released for the PlayStation 4, that game was amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. That was really the first game I ever played. And then did the new game plus for.
Really? Not even Arkham games?
No, I'm not even kidding. I didn't even fully understand what it meant. I was like, what the heck is this new game plus? The heck does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? And then I realized you just get to keep all the cool stuff that you earned from the first playthrough. And you can do all the things.
And make it really easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Miles Morales is good. The only thing I didn't like was that they made it so you had to play it twice to get all the trophies. And I was like, that's so annoying. Just let me have the option to get everything the first time. Because like I was playing it like that. Because like the first game, I was able to platinum it the first time. But the Miles, it was like you had to play it twice. And I was just like, I don't want to play it twice. It was a great game. And I will eventually play it again. But like at the time, I was like bummed out. I was like, I could have platinumed this the first time. Artificially making me play it. I hate when people do that. But the first one was amazing. Do you guys like the first version of Peter or the second version of Peter?
First.
They remastered first for first. Sure. First was so first much better.
For sure.
Bubniak or whatever? Bubniak? I don't know.
What'd you call me?
He was great. he was amazing. So that was Insomniac. First one was 2018, the second one was 2020. They're coming out with this Spider-Man 2 game, which they showed a little teaser for with Miles and Peter, yeah. And they're coming out with a Wolverine game, which they showed like the crazy briefest of teasers. Mm-hmm. This is a really quick cinematic. That's pretty crazy for one studio to be putting out both those games. I think they're eventually maybe going to tie together. I mean, Wolverine has showed up in old Spider-Man games, right? Like, so like, I don't know why that is the case. Like, he's the one who always shows up the most, but like, he does show up in a lot of Spider-Man games. So I think it'll be interesting to see like where they're going with like the Marvel game universe, as it seems like Insomniac's kind of taking the reins on that.
That's dope.
But yeah, I
hated fighting Wolverine in Web of Shadows. That was annoying.
Yeah.
Because you fight him normally, and then you had to fight him when he was a symbiote. It's just like, ugh.
Whoa, scary.
Kill me now. Oh, you haven't played it. Sorry, spoilers.
That's okay.
He's not going to go back and play it.
Oh, and then.
Okay. I'm not going to go back and play it.
100% I know you would.
John, yesterday, he jumped onto my stream, and I'm playing the very first Far Cry. And this guy, the only thing he says is, "Wow, this game looks sold."
That was me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying
Andrew. I was saying to Andrew that you jumped on and you said those words. Yeah. Anyway.
Isn't that what I said when I watched you the first time you were playing Far Cry 2? I was like,
wow, I think you said, like, wow, this looks, what do I think we said it looked like GoldenEye.
Yeah, I was like, the nostalgia.
Yeah, I was watching. Like, I was like, why are there so many polygons?
This guy is a block. Why is he square?
Oh, man. Anyway, he keeps making these bullets into blocks.
The list of Spider-Man games.
Can't forget about Black Cat in Web of Shadows either. And then Symbiote Black Cat.
Now Josh really is going to go back and play Web of Shadows. Listen, those were the games. They were fun. There's definitely a lot of memories with some of those. I'm excited for the ones that are coming out. The last category is movies. Spider-Man movies. I have another list, but this list also kind of included some Avengers stuff. So, I mean, I think it counts, but at the same time, I don't know. Anyway, before I go through this list, what do you guys think is number one?
The number one Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
No Way Home.
Yeah.
You're going to both go No Way Home?
Yeah.
Don't scroll down and look at it, but I sent you the link. So let's start with number 11, which is Avengers. They grouped this one together, Infinity War and Endgame. So I guess because it's not really his movie, they put him a little lower.
Like both movies, he's in it for like a collective.
Yeah, he's really not. The Infinity War, he was in there more. Endgame, he was really barely in there. He was there at the end. Number 10, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which, it's down there for me. Like, I like Andrew and Emma's chemistry, but the movie was kind of a mess to me. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, now that after it came out, No Way Home, people are like giving him more props, but I'm like, it still wasn't that good of a movie.
Yeah, it was a lot everywhere.
Yeah, it was decent, but it's still like people are like, oh, it was better than you thought. I'm like, no, it still wasn't that great.
If it was just Harry,
instead of
Electro, I think it would have been a much better movie.
I don't know. I felt like Harry felt tacked on. I was like, if it was just Electro and no Harry.
That's what I'm saying.
Harry's whole storyline was weird. Like, it just seems.
But they also like marketed the movie as like Electro being the main villain.
Yeah.
And to extent he kind of was, but then Harry, the actual climax of the movie is Harry showing up as Hop and then killing Gwen.
Yeah. Spoilers. And then they tried to set up a Sinister Six movie future. They had a lot of hope.
Don't say try. Knowing Sony, they still might.
And tie back into this one, they might.
They're gonna have like 8 Sinister Six movies. It's so stupid.
I hate their cinematic universe they're trying to do with all
Sony the is the worst.
They're not though, because like one movie on this list that they made is amazing. So
yeah, it's what's it called?
Anyway, number 9,
Spider-Verse. That's which is probably number one.
Number 9, they put Andrew's. So it's Andrew, the Amazing Spider-Man again, is just number 9, which I don't think it. I don't know. I don't actually don't know what the rest of this list is, but like I didn't think it was that bad.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah, I didn't hate this one.
I thought, especially because it was following Toby, I liked that it was a Spider-Man that was more, like he was more comic book style, as in like quick-witted and always making jokes and like talking while things are going on.
Yeah,
as you know, yeah. Like I thought that was really cool, and I liked his design. The suit I thought was sick. I dug the whole thing that it was obviously homemade, with it being the sneakers and like all that stuff, and like the sunglasses almost as the lenses, that kind of stuff was, I just thought that was awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
No, for sure.
I liked he was more acrobatic and more of a spider.
I think that was just the first one. Yeah, I would agree with you, but I think that was more limitations at the time, right? The original Toby movies, CGI wasn't really... they were doing a lot of practical effects with his Spider-Man, Toby, versus Andrew, which is more CGI, I think. Mm. Like, I know Toby did have some CGI in there, but, like, I feel like the acrobatics became more because they were able to do more. Mm. I could be wrong, but that's what it felt like to me, whereas where it's just, like, the technology was there, so they're able to do it. Anyway, number eight. Captain America Civil War. This was Tom Holland's first movie where he shows up as Spider-Man, which was pretty dope. It was, again, not really long or anything, but like it was dope.
Yeah. And that I feel like also ties in with the quips and all that kind of stuff. When he shows up and he's fighting Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know, Winter Soldier throws a punch, he grabs his hand. Whoa, cool. You have a metal arm? Like, yeah. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it will probably be unfortunate for Tom Holland because it seems like he has a look and with his height that he will always be able to be a child character. Ooh. But like, he looks like somebody who's still in school, yep. You know? And I thought that was cool. Whereas even the very first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, like, dude,
like a high schooler. None of them did. Come though. On. To be Come fair, on. None of them looked like they should be in high school.
Yeah.
They all looked like they were college age people.
Yeah. At least, yeah. And then,
do you think when they casted Tom Holland, they expected him to grow?
Woof. Woof.
I mean, they're just like, whoa.
He'll grow into the suit. He'll grow into.
We're
the
married. We're married to him now, so he can't do anything about it.
I mean, he's muscular, so like that's good for him, right?
Oh yeah, Andrew.
I mean, isn't he? And he's still like able to do his own stunts too, like a lot of his own stunts. Like,
yeah.
And I think where they left off after this last movie, like he'll go into like college age Peter, which I think would be interesting. And I'm actually excited for like where they go with the next ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into the discussion about that. Number seven, Spider-Man 3.
That is insane to me that
it's that high.
Both of the Amazing Spider-Man movies
were below this. Yeah, yeah. I don't. The first one should have been higher than this.
Yes, that I will. Yeah, I mean, this movie's a rough watch. It's a rough watch.
Yeah, even going back, I can't. John, John's about to contradict us.
It has the same treatment for me that Iron Man 3 has. Where it starts off like good, and then it's like, okay, like this is actually getting like pretty good, and then it like walks up to a cliff and it's just a straight drop off, like no rolling hills or anything. It's just a 90 degree angle and it just drops, because like it was so good, you know, the beginning part where he saves Gwen Stacy from the crane accident.
Yeah.
And then he gets the black suit, then he confronts Sandman. And then literally like a minute after he confronts Sandman and comes out of the sewer and walks into the mirror and pulls his hair down and goes, emo Peter. That's when the movie took a turn for the worse.
Who wants to attempt the dance? One of you? You gonna attempt it?
No, that's okay.
You just hit you.
No, I'm still eating, so I probably
just shouldn't. Just a little bit of a
20 minute. I think we need a little bit more hips, Andrew. John, how are you leaving me alone to watch this?
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Guys, I'm refusing good. To look up. Refusing.
John, hit us with the dance real quick, John. I just did it. Come on.
Oh my God. The other problem is, and I think, like, I don't even think they've really fully nailed it with the Venom movies now. Like, Venom's gigantic. Gigantic. And, like, the Venom for this movie, for Spider-Man 3, you can't have, what is it, Topher Grace, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a kid that this dude was a twig, genuinely a twig. And it would have worked if it was like when it hit him, the symbiote went on him, then he got massive. But he just stayed still.
Like as Venom, he was still kind of
yeah. Strong. And I like to me, there really wasn't anything scary about him. Mm. Like in the comics, the TV shows, like Venom is terrifying. Whereas yeah, this Venom, he didn't.
SpaghettiOs.
Sorry, something just popped up that said you've been signed out because your account is signed in from another device. I personally didn't think the Topher Grace Venom was very intimidating or scary at all. I mean, John kind of made a face before that there may be something that might have made him feel squirrely.
That just the initial like suit up scene.
Like when it's dripping on him?
The cinematography of that whole scene was awesome. Like as Peter's ripping off the symbiote and it's falling down
the bell tower
yeah. And then it's falling onto Eddie like at the same time, like, and then he rears back and then like roars at the camera. I may have peed a little bit the first time I saw it was a little scary.
Well, I mean, also how old were you?
I don't know, actually.
Seven?
What year was that? What year was that? Was that 08, 09?
I don't know, actually. I think it was. I don't know why they didn't put any dates on these things.
I feel like it was probably 08.
Let's check it out. It showed me No Way Home's release date. That's not what I want. I don't know. Give me a second. I thought you were looking it up too. You're not? Which one of those is faster? 2007.
07. All right. So. Yeah, how old were you?
I don't know. What year is it?
What year is it?
I was like 9, 10.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense that you would be scared of that. Yeah. I was already out of high school.
Yeah, you had a 401k and a retirement plan. Like, we know.
I was like making sure my kids would be able to make it to college.
You had a government job. You already retired from that. And this is your second job right now.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get another.
Because I was a postal worker originally. So that I could get a good pension, you know, from the state.
Now you're a bus driver?
Yeah. Trying to help out the kids, you know.
Listen, because you gave my mother this password and she wants to jump on this for another 30 minutes, let's keep going.
Oh, man. So awesome. You guys remember that when that happened? Carol joined us? That was awesome.
We need to have that more. I'm just going to start giving out your password to random
people. Honestly? Do it.
No. Like, not even people I know, just random.
Oh,
people.
What the hell?
I'm just going to post it up on a tree. Just everybody take a piece.
And just keep joining us in random.
So you know how, this time. Do you know how exciting that would be, though?
Not very exciting. It would actually be terrifying.
Are you kidding me?
Because you would never know.
A stranger popped on. Bam! He was just
a new stranger.
Yeah, it could get a little scary there, buddy.
A nude stranger, dude. No, thank you.
The epitome of naked and afraid. Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing.
Listen, number six.
This guy really wants to get out of here now.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
All right. I think I've only watched that movie once.
I love it. I don't know why people don't really like it for some reason. I don't really see why. Like, Mysterio is a great villain. I thought the story was amazing.
I watch it just for that one scene with when he first starts using the illusions on him, and then shows him like Stark's grave, and then hits him with a train.
That was
the best part of the movie.
I saw that opening night in theaters, and when it showed him in his grave and like Mysterio was saying, this is like basically your fault, everybody in the theater like gasped. It was great. It was so great.
Yeah, that is very heavy. Yeah.
But I don't know. I love that movie. Like, that part was amazing. Like, just the whole end, I think, the end sequence, like that last final battle is dope too. I don't know. I thought it was really good. And then, it had that cliffhanger at the end, which set up No Way Home, which is number five.
No way.
I'm surprised it is as low as it is. Yeah.
Number five? That's nuts.
I actually don't agree with this at all, but I think they're, I'm assuming fan service, they thought maybe, let's see what they said.
No, it's got to be nostalgia kind of stuff.
They said it gets a bit muddy at times. I don't know who wrote this article. Yeah, I don't know who wrote this article.
It's a little muddy in your eyes.
I have seen people online say it was cashing in on a lot of nostalgia, so that's why they were like, it's just average. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. I was like, that's a terrible idea.
That movie
like,
was awesome. I mean,
you could say the same about
everything.
Endgame. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Endgame was a culmination of, 11 years of Marvel?
Yeah. And Spider-Man is a culmination of three Spider-Men together.
20 like years of Spider-Man? Like,
yeah, it was amazing.
And also, they're adding in all of these different variables. In other movies, that has been their downfall, having too much in one movie. They made that work so well in this movie. Pulled it off incredibly well.
Everybody kind of had their moment to shine too. It wasn't,
it was
like
awesome.
Villains and heroes. Like it wasn't like someone was kind of, maybe Lizard was kind of not that big, but like it was fine. It was still him and like Sandman, because I think the actors couldn't
they get didn't come on back, location. Right? Yeah.
Well, they couldn't get to the location. They still recorded voice like lines, but they just couldn't get there because of COVID restrictions.
Yeah, there was a couple like reused scenes, I remember.
Yeah, so they like took some stuff from other movies, but like still those besides those two characters, and even then they still had a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like everybody kind of had their moment.
That scene in the apartment when his spider sense goes off.
Amazing.
And he's just walking through and he's just looking at all of the villains trying to figure out which one it is.
And they're all talking, but they're all muted. And like, he's just like,
focused. It's so cool. So cool.
That was probably the best spider sense on screen.
No, wrong. When he gets pushed out of his astral form and you can actually see the spider sense.
Yeah.
That was dope.
I saw something with Willem Dafoe. They were talking about that fight scene when they filmed it because he wanted to do as many of the stunts as possible.
Stunts, yeah. And he's like 70?
He's old. He's older than I am, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That's you're a lot.
Only by a couple years.
Yeah, just a couple of days. And they said when he started to do the goblin laugh, immediately the entire set was like, holy crap, this is happening, like this is real. And Tom Holland said like it was one of the scariest things ever, because that's when he's like on his shoulders and he's like punching him in the face and he just like like gets hit, that, looks back
that,
laughing,
that was very
hit.
Scary
dude.
It was so intense.
Like, I remember the first time I watched it, and the first scene where he shows up on the bridge and just throws the bomb and is just laughing in the background literally triggered my fight or flight. I was like, he's here.
And you just punch the person in front of you. Yeah.
Dude, that right fight, in the back of that fight in the apartment building where he just tackles him through floors.
Dude,
I was like,
so brutal. So brutal.
Amazing. So amazing. Like, he throws him up. That grabs him and just
just the coolest.
Amazing. But then like when Andrew and Toby showed up, that was great, like in Ned's grandma's house. Like that whole scene was amazing.
And there's nothing about that, like I think you and I had talked about it briefly, Andrew, once, is like everybody knew. We didn't know, but we all knew, because there's no way you're gonna bring back all of the villains and not even acknowledge the other Spider-Man. There's no way. Yeah. And if they had, there would have been riots, genuine riots in the streets.
Oh, for sure.
It would have been the first time all nerds would have unified against them. And the way they introduced them was so good. So good. Like when they open the portal and you just see the Spider-Man in the alley. Like I went to see it, I think it was a week after it came out. And so the theater wasn't like, I can't imagine what it would have been like opening night. You guys must have.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It must have been absolutely incredible. And just, I was the only one in the theater that was freaking out. But I was screaming and like shouting as if I was with the full theater that was reacting the same. And I'm sitting next to China, and I'm just like, oh my God, that's Andrew. That's Andrew. Oh, like I was so excited. And then when he jumps through, takes off the mask, and it's like, yeah, it's him. Oh my God. And then the other, when Toby comes in and he's dressed like a young priest, like that was just,
it was definitely dope.
What was he? A young youth pastor?
Youth pastor, yeah.
Pastor, right? Yeah. I just, there's so much about this movie.
Plus, just where the end of that movie left him as a character, mm-hmm. I was like, that was a great ending. Like, it was.
That amazing. Is one of the heaviest, like, situations that any superhero has gone through.
Right? Even Civil War, Cap and Iron Man kind of made up at the end. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. left them the phone. Like, it was. This was like, no, Aunt May's gone.
There's no coming back.
His friends don't remember him. Mm-hmm. No one remembers him. I was like, this is dark. It was a dark ending.
Like, genuinely, he is alone.
But, like, he still makes a new suit and gets out there, and he's still, you know, going after it. But, like, it ended, where he's pretty much alone, which is why I'm super excited for where it's going in the future. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just for our listeners, spoilers.
Yes, super spoilers, but... sucks for you. Also, 15 minutes late. The credit, which was stupid a little bit, but he left the symbiote when he got sent back. Venom. Mm-hmm. Which I hope they do that justice. The new, you know, Spider-Man symbiote.
Yeah,
because you know they've had opportunities to redo stuff. You know, characters that have already happened in other movies and stuff like that, and they've been doing a good job. And so I think. Well, actually, for the most part, Tom Holland's gotten mostly new villains that haven't been done before. Besides No Way Home, which
Vulture, Mysterio,
But this is definitely giving him an opportunity to redo something that people didn't really like.
Yeah,
and I think do it in a better way.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for that,
and it not be a villain focused movie like Venom is.
Yes,
or anti-hero, whatever it is that
whatever they're doing. Yeah.
However, yeah.
Number four.
The movie was so bad.
Surprisingly,
I didn't watch the second one. Still,
they're both horrible.
I haven't seen either of them. I have no plans on seeing either of them. I don't want to see. I don't want to see Morbius. I don't want to see Kraven. I wanted Kraven in Tom Holland movie. I was like, I thought this one would have been actually before the rumors about like the villains from the old movies and stuff. Like where they were just like after the end of the last one. When people are just throwing out theories, I was like, that'd be dope if because his name's out there now, Kraven's after him. That's what I was
like hunting him. Yeah.
So like I was thinking Kraven in like Tom Holland's movies, but they were like, oh, we're gonna make a Kraven separate movie. They're doing a Madam Web movie. Like, what are you doing, Sony?
Stop. Yeah, yeah.
None of it makes sense. Anyway, we're gonna get into if we have time, we'll get into it a little bit more. Number four, surprisingly, I love this movie, but Spider-Man Homecoming. I don't think it's better than No Way Home, but it's a good movie. It's definitely a good movie.
Vulture was a great film. Yeah, the movie's great.
Yeah.
And it's fun seeing him in high school, dealing with high school crap, him figuring out this new suit from Tony.
Yeah.
So many things in this. And I didn't say it before when we touched on Infinity War and Endgame, but Tom Holland is an awesome actor. I personally think he's incredible. When he's dying, spoiler, in Infinity War, that scene, like, even though I know it all works out in the end, that's still powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Homecoming, when the building falls on him.
Oh, that was dope.
And
that
was like,
ripped straight out of the comics, too. I was
And he's so like dope. Crying and he's like scared and he's like screaming for help. Every bit of me was like, oh my God, help him, film me and help him. Something's wrong.
He powers through it though. So good. Like, that was amazing.
That kind of stuff I think is what makes this Spider-Man connect with fans more than any other Spider-Man we've gotten, because he shows his vulnerability a bit more because he's still a young teenager.
and they had a lot of setup, which I hope does come back in the next movie from Homecoming, which they haven't talked about in two movies, but there's Vulture, right?
And Scorpion.
There's Shocker. There's pre-Scorpion, Scorpion, and pre-Prowler, Prowler, which that, like...
Vulture's gone now, though.
Is he, like, now in the Venom universe or the Morbius universe or whatever? Which I don't... That doesn't even make sense. I read
it's
it.
Just, it's so stupid.
It doesn't make sense. But we're not... He's gone. We're not, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
I didn't read it.
Oh, at the end of Morbius, the portals opening and, you know, letting everybody through to the multiverse in No Way Home.
Somehow
Vulture ends up in prison in Morbius's universe and then somehow escapes prison and then somehow is able to
get all that he escaped prison. It was that.
They let him out because he doesn't exist in that universe. So they just let him out. Prison. And then somehow he got all his tech back, even though it's a different universe.
It made no sense because it was just like, how do you even get to this universe? It was all about knowing Spider-Man in No Way Home, right? Like, that's how they came to hit our universe. So how would Vulture go to a random other universe? It made no sense. I don't want to see that movie. That movie's trash. Sony's ruining a good thing that they have going. Like, Marvel's making
money. I feel bad for Jared Leto.
Because he's been doing crap movies.
He's in the two of the worst superhero movies that have ever been made.
Yep.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad and Morbius. In each major comic book franchise.
I don't really feel bad for him. From all like stuff that's been out there, he's not a good person. So
yikes. Okay. Well.
Yeah, I don't really feel bad for him. Number three, OG Spider-Man.
That's 2002 nostalgia. Spider-Man. I mean, that's a great, incredible film.
I mean, it was Willem as him and Toby were just great that whole movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they were the reason why that movie was amazing. And that is definitely a little bit of nostalgia maybe, but I can definitely see that being a number three. Number two is Spider-Man 2, still Toby,
which I think that's a great movie, but I feel like
for a while, it was the best comic book movie ever, so I think it deserves to be this high, right? Like, everybody loved this movie. Doc Ock was a great villain. The story was great. It was pretty much a near-perfect movie.
The train fight scene is like, top... possibly top 10 comic book movie fight scenes of all time. Just amazing. That, in the bank. It's just so good. It's just so good.
What were you going to say, though, Josh? You look contemplative, like you had another idea.
I don't know. I think I just need to watch it. It's been a while since I've watched it. I don't know. I just feel like it was a thoroughly enjoyable Spider-Man movie, but I don't know if I rate it as highly as others do.
Could be nostalgia on my part too. Yeah, it's possible. Anyway, John was right. Number one is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Which it is an amazing movie. Sony can do good movies once in a blue
apparently movie. only animated
because they've basically ruining everything else.
Imagine if Into the Spider-Verse part one and two are bad. Imagine if they're both bad.
That would suck. I don't think they would be. I hope they are not.
Wait, what?
I'm excited. The next ones are going to be part one and two. There's two movies. They're going to split it to two parts. But I would be very upset if they're bad, but I don't think they would be. Do you guys agree with this list, though? I think I'd switch No Way Home and Homecoming, like 4 and 5. I'd just switch those. I'm not sure if No Way Home, I can maybe see No Way Home beating. Yeah, No Way Home, I think maybe I would even put as third and put the first Spider-Man as 4. It could be nostalgia on my part that I put Spider-Man, I'm okay with Spider-Man 2 being number 2. I'm definitely okay with Into the Spider-Verse being 1. It was an amazing movie.
Yeah, I would say top 3 is going to be Spider-Verse, No Way Home, and then Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I think that's basically mine, except I switched the other two. But yeah, what were you saying, Josh?
I'd agree with John. I think that's a solid top three. I personally think The Amazing Spider-Man would be higher on that list for me. The first Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie.
Yes, but I don't think it cracks a top five for me. It definitely, I think, because Civil War wasn't really a Spider-Man movie, I would put that lower. Like, I love that movie, but I would
take the three of them out. I would take Infinity War, Endgame, and Civil War out of the list.
Well, yeah, Infinity War and Endgame were just considered one movie. But yes, that one and Civil War, but that was last anyway, Infinity War and Endgame. Civil War was the only one that was above other ones. Like, it was above the two Andrew movies.
Like, so it was a great intro for him into the universe, but
no, yeah, for sure. But like, if you take that out, the only thing that it changes is that Andrew's still at the bottom. Like, he's not dead. Like, he'll be dead last now. Like, before, Infinity War and Endgame were dead last, but now, yeah, if you take those out, then Andrew's just dead last. Which
I think Spider-Man 3 should be dead last.
Yes,
I think Spider-Man 3. Then yeah, I'd say Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
I think those two should be last.
Spider-Man 3 is way too high.
Yeah, and that's, I feel like part of that is probably because of the meme value. It's iconic now because of the corniness and the stupidity of that direction they went with.
Being
emo.
I feel like Toby had the most comic booky feel to it, like his movies, right? Like, where they're kind of, they're very campy. Mm. Like, they feel very comic booky. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of cringe at times kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of just like how those old comic books were.
Mm-hmm.
That his feels like.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think we're almost out of time. Just a random question. Whose suit do you like the most? And honestly, some of them had different, obviously, Tom's
Amazing Spider-Man. Andrew's first.
His first one in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Black suit, Spider-Man 3.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I like the one Tom got in Far From Home, the black and red. I kind of like that.
I don't like the small spider, though. I'm not a fan of the big spider. Like, it's for me, it's the black suit in Spider-Man 3's is number one. And then I would say probably Amazing Spider-Man 2 would be second.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. And then original Toby suit, number one. Oh, sorry, number three.
His original one was dope. Honestly, it was a quick second, but Tom's newest suit at the end of No Way Home, I think that might be my new favorite, but like, it was too quick for me to like,
fully appreciate it.
It looks like legit pulled straight from the comics. I'm like, I think in the next movie, if they keep it like that, maybe just make it look a little less glossy, because it did look a little too glossy.
Yeah.
I think it'll be perfect. And I think
material that he used. It's like sequins.
Yeah, it was very shiny. It was very shiny.
Yeah.
Like, I am very excited for the next Tom Holland movies. I do hope he still keeps going with it.
Well, it's not going to be for like another like 3-4 years though, which is annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as Josh was saying, he looks a little young, so maybe that time is good. He needs to look a little older.
Maybe.
If it's even possible.
I'm going to just share one last thing about Spider-Man 3. I had a friend of mine when he went to go see it. I don't remember if I was with him or not. He went dressed up as Spider-Man.
Nice.
And he went in the black suit. And it was like a morph suit, so it was like, you know, tight fitting. And so he goes into the theater, buys his ticket, and he's still fully Spider-Man. Like completely covered.
Yeah.
And in front of everyone, he just starts screaming and thrashing about and rips the suit off of him and had the regular Spider-Man costume underneath.
That's hilarious.
Crazy. Absolutely insane. No. Everybody, like, I'm pretty sure people applauded.
That's hilarious. That's something you should do at like Comic-Con. Like,
yeah.
Not a movie theater. Yeah. I mean, you can't, you definitely can't do that in Wookiee just now. No, they don't even let you wear costumes. Like, with they don't wear you, I think you wear costumes just
you,
like
you can't cover your face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of all those incidents.
And back in my day, lightsabers were allowed in the theaters.
Are they not?
I don't know.
I figured they
But it's a weapon.
When I saw Infinity War, I sat next to Captain America.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
Shield and everything.
Somebody's trying to assassinate
did,
you.
Did he throw, his mighty shield? Did he throw his mighty shield?
When Captain America throws his mighty shield. I will say, I do also, I'm pretty sure it's Spider-Man 2. I have a special connection to Spider-Man 2 because after I saw it, and I'm pretty sure I saw it with you guys, with the cousins, we came back to my house and I was running around playing a Spider-Man in my room and I hit
that radiator in the corner. Now.
I hit that radiator over there in the corner, right on my eye.
Which, I remember that. I mean,
if you zoom in, you can see it. This saw the scar, and I had to get stitches on my right on my right eye.
I totally remember that.
Way to ruin the night, buddy. Way to ruin the night.
I hate my face.
He got too excited about the.
Dude, scars are dope. I did it on purpose.
He's like, I almost lost my eye on purpose. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to go for like
noticed,
a
never even noticed that scar. So
I was trying to go great. For like a Anakin because you can't see because I my glasses are in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like faded now.
Mm.
What was it? You need the scar.
It's a like, lame scar.
Jason Momoa, right? He got like a beer bottle or something, and like that scarred his eye.
On
like
his eyebrow.
Bigger. Yeah.
You could also just like cut your eyebrow.
Yeah, sure. Go for it,
John. With a nail clipper, yeah.
Gotta get the Anakin Skywalker like listen, across the eye.
I'll come over, close your eye, and I'll take a knife and just.
Which side is it? I do have one that's like.
And hope I don't go too cheek. Deep. I hope I won't go too deep and then cut your eye. You could be like Nick Fury then, and then just wear a patch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep both eyes open. Oh my God. Anyway, that's our episode on Spider-Man. I think it, you know, you learned a lot. Yeah. Went down a little nostalgia trip. But yeah, that was it. That's kind of dope. Anyway, John, before we end this, hit us with the ad you don't even remember. It's quiet because he's depressed.
Hey, guys. thanks for listening, I guess. Josh, run that outro.
That was terrible. Crying.
Dude, you know what? You can't tell him it's terrible, okay? You don't understand the struggle.
You don't even know.
John, hit us with a British accent to end this.
I already ended it. I said run the outro.
End it again.
Oh.
No. Kill yourself.
Now I'll run the outro.